conceived the idea of the body being on the roof. The rest was inevitable.
Completely.
Thank you, brother.
Breaking and entering. We can't do these things on the force, Mr. Holmes. No wonder you get results that are beyond us.
There are other reasons, Lestrade.
One of these days you'll go too far, and you'll find yourself and the doctor here in trouble.
For England, home and beauty, eh, Watson? Martyrs on the altar of our country?
For what it's worth, Inspector, I agree with you.
Enough of this. What did you find when you searched the house?
Oh, Herberstein's a professional. He left nothing behind to incriminate himself.
Then went no further forward.
Except this.
It had been knocked under a chair and left there, luckily for us.
He must have got away in a hell of a hurry to have missed that.
Oh, but he had more lucrative things in his mind than a cash box with no money in it.
No money? What then?
These, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. The Daily Telegraph Agony Column. Very recent additions from the condition of the paper. No dates.
But the order...
is obvious, thank you, Sherlock. Messages, state terms, terms agreed, cash when goods delivered. All from someone signing himself Pierrot.
Oberstein.
Without doubt.
Treason committed through the public press. Appalling.
Yes, the man's audacious, if nothing else. Of course, his correspondent would have replied by letter.
You mean these weren't meant for Cadogan West?
No, they weren't. If I read things aright, his actions in this whole affair were quite blameless. It's praiseworthy, in fact.
Well, then, who is the other man? Who's the traitor?
Have you seen Pierrot's message today?
Well, there's another one.
Here you are, Inspector. There, you see?
Tonight, same hour, same place, two taps, most vitally important. Your own safety at stake, Pierrot. By George, if he answers that, we've got him.
Well, yes, that was my idea when I put it in. Watson, the light, please. Well, you can write me down as an ass this time. Even this isn't the bird I was expecting.
Good evening, Colonel Valentine Walter. What's the meaning of it? I came here to visit Mr. Oberstein.
Everything is known, Colonel.
How an English gentleman could behave in such a manner is beyond my comprehension.
What the devil do you mean?
We know all about your little correspondent.
And your theft of the papers.
Oh, it's absurd.
You obviously needed money. You took an impression of your brother's keys. He was lax about safeguarding them, as his junior clerk had already noticed. You went down to his office in the Monday night fog, but you were seen by young Cadogan West. He followed you here, confronted you.
And then to your treason... you added the more terrible crime of murder.
Oh, no. Before God, no.
Then tell us what did happen.
I did all the rest. I confess it. It was a stock exchange debt. Oberstein offered me 5,000 for the plans. I'm no more guilty of murder than you are. It was Oberstein.
Did you make any attempt to stop him?
I couldn't. It happened in a moment. And it was his idea to pass West off as the criminal.
Framing an innocent man and destroying his honor. Something else you did nothing to prevent.
I couldn't see any other way out of it. You can't know how I've suffered.
What about the family of the murdered man? What about their suffering?
Worst thing of all, James knew. Somehow he knew. And it was that knowledge that he couldn't live with. Oh, God.
Sherlock.
Agreed.
Listen to me, Colonel Walter. If you help us now, it would ease your conscience and possibly your punishment.
How can I help you?
By doing exactly as I say.